All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Third Thoughts podcast. We're here this week talking about Christopher Nolan and Denis Villeneuve, arguably two of the greatest directors of our time, but we'll get into that discussion later. So today we're going to be doing a draft, just like last week where we drafted the greatest sequels of all time. We have all of Nolan's movies and all of Denis Villeneuve's movies pulled up. Brantley and I will be doing a snake-style draft, but before we get into it, Brantley, how have you been doing?
I've been doing good, man. Doing good. Just enjoying spring break right now, you know, taking on.
Dude, I'm absolutely still Dune-pilled. Excited to see where each of us pick Dune within this draft. Because if you guys don't know, I mean, speaking for myself as well here. I mean, I think Nolan and Denis are, you know, they have all my attention right now. How about you?
Yeah, no, man. Like, from Oppenheimer last year to Dune Part 2, I mean, now with Denis, it's just, you know, they're really leading the way in terms of, I think, just high scale, you know, big, just kind of just grand films.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm excited to get into it. Brantley, I let you pick last time. I'm going to let you pick again this time. Do you want the first pick or the second two picks?
You know, I'll go first pick this time. Just to switch it up.
All right. So, yeah, go for it. Pick whatever tickles your fancy. You're up first.
All right.
A lot of pressure here. A lot of five out of fives. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. Honestly, going off our last draft, I think I got to take The Dark Knight off the table.
Okay. Honestly, I respect it. You had to do what you had to do.
I had to get it this time, man. Now, I do think, like, I think we just spoke about this last episode, but yeah, I mean, this film, undeniable classic, just highly rewatchable. It's just great. Now, arguably, I'm not going to lie, like, you know, on Denis' side, he has a particular film that I do think as a crime thriller could definitely compete and possibly be better than The Dark Knight. And so I really was going back and forth between those two. And I don't know, just something about, I mean, I think just maybe just the nostalgia, just, I don't know. The Dark Knight for me just has a little bit more of a sentimental value, I think, to it compared to.
I agree. I think there's an OG, like, just aspect and aura to The Dark Knight. You know, like, did I rewatch The Dark Knight in theaters? I forgot to mention this last episode, but I did rewatch The Dark Knight in theaters, first time ever for me. And dude, it's just an experience that's like, it's once in a lifetime, dude. And like, it's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, man.
I get two picks. Oh my God, this is exciting. I'm going to go one Denis and one Nolan. I think that's the only way to do this. So I can at least like get my top of the top. I think for my first pick, I'm going to go Oppenheimer. That might be a crazy take, but I think this movie is one of the greatest films ever made. And then for my second pick let me get your quick thoughts on Oppenheimer before I give you my second pick.
Oh yeah. Oppenheimer, man. Oof, man, like,
dude, what an experience, bro. What an experience.
And that first initial watch, in IMAX, it was truly just brilliant. Honestly, going into it, like, because honestly, I'm not a big, like, biopic guy, and, like, I was wondering how Nolan handled it. Like, honestly, a part of me going into it, I thought it was going to be kind of boring, not gonna lie.
Same.
Nolan, like, I don't know how he did it. He's made, like, that, just the event and everything, just have this, just, this tension to it, and just, like, the character, but the person, Oppenheimer himself, like, just having to see that, just kind of how his like internal conflict was like portrayed on screen. It was just so engrossing. I did not expect to be that locked in. And I did not expect to come out of it thinking like, my first thought was like, man, that might be Nolan's best coming out of Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
And I'm not for sure if it is. I think that's something that probably changes with me like every day. But just coming out of it, I did not even expect to just have like that thought about the movie. So Nolan really just, he surpassed all my expectations with Oppenheimer. And yeah, it's just fantastic.
I 100% agree. And I think it's really cool to note, though, Oppenheimer and Dune are the only movies we've seen from these directors in theaters together. We haven't seen any of them. I don't think we've seen any of these other ones in theaters together at all. But that's, Dune is not my second pick, by the way. My second pick is Prisoners. I have to take this. It's just, it's goated, dude. It is absolutely amazing. And Like you said, this is what you were referring to, right? When you were talking about The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's it's one of the greatest crime thrillers of all time. It's in my top five movies of all time, I believe. Just amazing, dude. Like every time I think about
it's so good, man. It's so awesome. Prisoners, probably, I don't know, even after doing part two, I don't know if it's I think those are still the two I'm going back and forth. It's like my favorite from Denis. And I don't know yet. But Prisoners it's so good.
Yeah, Prisoners is amazing. I rewatched a clip of it recently, and I always forget David Dismalchian is in this movie. That's crazy. He plays like that weird ass dude that has the weird house, suitcases of snakes or whatever the hell. But yeah, I don't know. I love Prisoners. It's a weird movie, but honestly, I was gonna say, is it Jake Gyllenhaal's best performance?
I think probably my favorite film that I've seen. Now, granted, I still have some blind spots in his filmography, but I think for me, it's my favorite Jake Gyllenhaal. Definitely my favorite Hugh Jackman performance.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But yeah, those are my two. I mean, you're up next. You got the next one.
Man.
There's so much pressure with every pick here, dude. There's like, I'm looking at that Nolan list. I'm looking at the Denis list. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. I think I'm going to take Dune Part 2, man. I'm just going on.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to get some Denis in there, man. So yeah, Dune Part 2. I mean, what? We keep talking about this movie.
I know. We have a whole episode on this, by the way, guys, if you didn't already know.
It's just fantastic, man. Like, I think I said this last episode. I don't think it's too early to even call it a masterpiece. I think it definitely deserves a title. Yeah, it's a great sequel. It's just everything about it. It's just so engrossing, immersive. Cinematography, everything just from the first film was just done even on a grander and just better scale in this one. So it's just, I don't know. We keep talking about it.
I know. Like, there's not much else we can really say.
Yeah,
about it
we can keep singing its praises, but it's just awesome.
Yeah, I agree. Reiterating everything Brantley said, absolutely brilliant movie. I mean, there's not much else to say. We are both Dune Part 2 activists. We love this movie. For my next pick, though, I don't know, dude. I really want to pick a Nolan, but I'm drawn to the Denis. I'm drawn to shit, dude. Okay. This might be the craziest, like, because I feel like, you know, you could say Interstellar, you could say Inception, you could say, you know, the goated movie of all time, Tenet, but I'm going to go Arrival. I think Arrival is one of the greatest films ever made. I think it's a five. Whoa, you don't like Arrival?
I think it's good.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not as big on it as most.
No way. Dude, Arrival is arguably as good or better than Prisoners. I am so serious.
I don't know, man. Now, granted,
Arrival gives Dune Part 2 a run for our money. I'm so serious right now.
To me, it kind of fell flat for me a little bit in some aspects. I think
it was flat. It's brilliant, dude. Dude, you know that? Oh my god, I don't want to spoil it, but dude, the end of this movie broke me. Oh my goodness, it's a masterclass in sci-fi. It is arguably like one of the greatest sci-fi movies of all time.
I don't know. I mean, now, Grant, I do want to revisit. I think I watched Arrival. It had to be about 3 years ago now. But
yeah, you just didn't get it.
It's been a while. So, I mean, I am down to revisit, especially after, you know, seeing more films. But I don't know. I remember when I first watched it, I was just like, I thought it was well made, of course, as most of Denis' films are that I've seen. But I don't know. I just didn't really get, like, the high praise for it when I first watched it. Like, I thought it was good. Dude, but
That hurts.
You know, I think it definitely is one I'm going to have to revisit. For sure.
All right. Well, what's your fourth pick now? No, third pick.
Third. Oof, man. Mm. I think I'm gonna go back to Nolan over here.
Yeah.
Thinking Inception, man. Inception.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. Inception, bro. Like, just this movie. I mean, I know it's, you know, I think everyone kind of at this point, it's kind of like the most, like, I don't know, quote unquote, like, film bro movie, probably.
Yeah.
So everyone's pretty familiar with, like, the brilliance of it, but just, I mean, it can't be, it's kind of just undeniable just how, you know, just good this movie is. In terms of, like, just the way, I think Nolan, in my opinion, like, I don't know if we're gonna get this later, but in my opinion, in terms of Nolan with, like, his high concept, like, the way he plays with time and everything like that, I think time and just, like, these higher, like, just kind of these different kind of concepts, I think this is probably it done at its best, not like another movie that he had, you know, was kind of overly confusing and didn't really make much sense.
But in the defense of the overly confusing movie, I think the overly confusing movie is way cooler, you know, vibes are way higher, and that the other movie has Travis Scott in it. So let's, you know, think about it that way,
bro. Like, I don't know.
Okay, I do understand what you're saying. I actually like, and I will say, I think Inception, with the ensemble that it also consists of, just consists it really does give like a blockbuster feel to the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, the different sets and locations. Tenet, on the other hand, I love Tenet. Like, I think it's a 9.5 personally. I know you don't agree with me at all whatsoever. I think Tenet is brilliant, but it doesn't feel like a big Christopher Nolan. Like, the sets do, the action does, but the cast feels very grounded. And again, I think that works for the story. Like, I think the protagonist is an amazing character for what this story of time is trying to tell. But Inception is trying to tell the super grand story. And then it hones in on the Leo DiCaprio of them all. And also, it's crazy to think that Leonardo DiCaprio and Christopher Nolan have a movie together. Like, I didn't, like, that doesn't, like, sit with me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I never realized.
Yeah, no, it is kind of weird. Yeah, like, it's like when he's like, dang, like, that really did happen. Because, like, I know if that got, like, announced, like, now they're running it back, like, I'll be so hyped.
Oh, it was crazy. I'd be, like, absurdly excited.
Yeah, it is, like, one of those things, like, dang, like, I just didn't realize, like, wow, like, that really happened. But, yeah. Inception, I mean, I think it's brilliant. I think it's really, like, kind of one of those pillars, like, just one of those, like, essential kind of blockbusters, like, if I were to show someone, like, showing what, like, just a great Hollywood blockbuster is, like, it's one of those for sure.
I agree. Dude, next pick, I have no clue what I really want here. God, this one's stressful because there is still like two more Denis movies I want, but I only have two more picks, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh God. I'm gonna go. I've seen Interstellar, by the way, guys. Brantley has not seen
it. I've not seen it yet.
And just because I know he hasn't seen it, I can see it. I'm going to go The Prestige.
That's a good pick.
I think The Prestige is amazing. I've seen it twice. I watched it for the first time ahead of Oppenheimer. And it genuinely is one of those movies where even after I've seen it and after I've gotten the big reveal and all that kind of stuff, I'm still able to appreciate the twist of it all. You know, like, just because I know the twist doesn't mean it ruined the movie for me. And I think this is another amazing performance for Hugh Jackman. I think Christian Bale shines slightly more just because the story, the core of the story and the twist and all that revolve around him a little more consistently. But yeah, I absolutely love The Prestige. What do you think about it? I know you liked this movie for a very long time.
Yeah, man. Like, it was one of the early ones. Like, I think when I was kind of really just kind of getting a little bit deeper in the movies, I really was, like, I checked out. I was like, man, like, the twist, just everything. Like, I was like, whoa. Because at that point, I think before I watched The Prestige, I only was familiar with Nolan was like
my Batman own stuff.
Yeah, it was like the Dark Knight trilogy and all that kind of stuff. So that's the only thing I had like some sense of familiarity with. But The Prestige, man, I think it's great. It really is great, and it's weird because I really should have gone to Oppenheimer. I should have kind of known, like, or at least like, I don't know why my expectations for Oppenheimer were like not low, but like, I just wasn't expecting like to be wowed by it. But I should have known, because Prestige still is kind of it's, you know, it goes off of history as well, and it's like, so I should have known, like, Nolan has kind of already been like in that space and has done great things with it. And I don't know, I just wasn't thinking about it going to Oppenheimer. But I think if I would have went like an Oppenheimer with a Prestige kind of in mind, like, I would have probably, you know, expected the, you know, the masterpiece that we got within Oppenheimer. So
I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. I will say, on a technical aspect, this doesn't have the flair of other Nolan movies, and that's why I was kind of debating picking it. But yeah, no, I really like this one. Where are you going with your fourth pick?
Man, this is tough, bro. Because I don't have any Denis. I'm doing it right now. I'm sure. Let me see. I think I will go with a Denis though. I'm going Sicario, man.
Okay, Sicario. Whoa. Sicario. I did not know. I was not familiar with your game. Holy
Sicario!
I was not expecting you to pick Sicario. I was gonna take that as my last pick.
I think it's just another like just great crime thriller, bro. Like, I think it's like, it's weird because like Sicario, like, I don't know. I think the first time I watched it was like with my dad or something like that. And yeah,
it's such a dad
movie. No, for real, it really is. And like, I didn't even know any. I didn't know what I was getting into. I was like, this is amazing. Like, this is crazy. Like, performances for Emily Blunt. You know, Josh Brolin also great again. Like, it was so cool. Especially because like, I really didn't. Because going into it, to me, I was been just a typical kind of like your typical kind of crime like drug cartel kind of movie or whatever, but it was just, it's so much more than that. And just the cinematography, amazing. Just the visuals, like, I think just Denis, like, and it really, I hope, because I think in interviews recently he's talked about, I guess, possibly having another project in between like this Dune Part Two and Dune Messiah. It could be the Cleopatra movie, but I hope deep down, like, please be another crime thriller, bro. Please, like, I need.
Apparently, it's gonna be there's another movie that he's doing. It's a little more still sci-fi based, so I don't think it's gonna be crime.
Dang, thriller. Bro.
I do hope he goes back to that in some sort of a sense, because he really flourishes there.
No, really. And I wonder what he's cooking though, because I thought he has the Cleopatra movie too, right? With Zendaya or whatever.
There's something that's like, let me look it up, but there's something, maybe it is what you're talking. No, there's Cleopatra, and then there's one that's based off of another book, actually. What's Denis working on now? I saw a
I was just thinking, we were like, Cleopatra, like, it's kind of crazy, because like, that could really be like his like biopic, his like Oppenheimer like equivalent.
Bro. Oh yeah, 100.
Like, that's gonna go so crazy.
Rendezvous with Rama. That's something. So yeah, it's supposed to be. So he's working on three screenplays: Dune Part Three, Rendezvous with Rama, and the Cleopatra movie.
What's Rendezvous with Rama?
It's some book. I don't know what it's about. Let me look it up. Rendezvous with Rama. What the hell? Oh my god!
I just looked up too. What is
a team of astronauts are sent on a mission to explore a giant interstellar spaceship hurling towards the sun. Oh yeah, we're here. We're so here.
Yeah, that's gonna be guys.
Arrival on steroids. Oh, we will be there. We will be there. That's gonna fuck. Oh my god, that's gonna be amazing. Yeah. It's based off of a novel. And it seems like he likes that novel to movie pipeline. But I like it.
He might be just like the king of like adaptations at this point.
Oh, 100%, dude. 100%. Very excited for that. I don't know. Denis is really interesting to me. We'll end the episode with our Denis Nolan debate. But yeah, I think Denis has very, like, it's really difficult to adapt stuff. And the fact that he's doing it with such dense and difficult material is what is so interesting to me. But yeah, I mean, What is it? I'm on my final pick. Holy shit. I didn't know we were already here. I'm kind of scared now because I want to pick Tenet, but I won't do that. I know I'm gonna get flamed if I pick Tenet, so I don't.
I had a feeling you would pick Tenet just for the vibes, bro. Just
oh shit. I don't know what I'm gonna pick. I really don't, because I don't know. I think all of Nolan's stuff up to The Prestige is kind of out, right? Because if I was gonna go there, I mean, I've seen Enemy. I think Enemy from Villeneuve is pretty good. I love the first Dune, and I love Blade Runner 2049. But what's really throwing me is Interstellar, because I love Interstellar, but I've only seen it once, and it hasn't had that like a lifelong impact on me that a lot of these other films have had. Mm. So for that, I think it's kind of a debate of do I want more Denis or do I want more Nolan on my draft? That's kind of where I'm stuck at right now, because to be completely transparent, I'm thinking between Tenet and Blade Runner 2049. that's what I'm debating between right now.
Bro is debating both directors like financial flops almost.
Yeah, but okay, but the thing is, that's how you know they're heaters though. That's
no, for sure, for sure.
I'm gonna go Blade Runner 2049. I picked this in last week's episode about the greatest sequels of all time draft, but I genuinely love this film, and it's such a great and epic but personal tale about like human loneliness and like just how life really works, you know, and you don't really get that much in these big blockbuster movies. I think Ryan Gosling gives arguably his best performance ever. So does Ana de Armas, Jared Leto as well. I think, and Harrison Ford. There's just brilliant performances throughout. Visually, this is fucking insane. Like, it's crazy that this movie, like, is built the way it is.
Yeah, I gotta watch it, man.
It's spectacular, and I'm very pissed I didn't get Tenet on my team. I'm not even like, I know you're not even gonna pick that shit, but I wish there was space for more movies, because honestly, I'm down to hit a quick honorable mention after you pick your last film. I think we should do that. We each can pick an honorable mention in our draft to take home, but I don't know. I really love this movie. Yeah, but where's your last pick going to,
bro? Like, I mean, I think it's pretty clear, bro. Dunkirk. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's crazy. That's insane. What in the world? I know you're gonna pick Tenet now just to piss me off, so I can't.
It crossed my mind. I'm not gonna.
I know you love Tenet. I know you love it.
I will say I really wish I got to catch it when it was released in IMAX. I think I would have became, you know, a fan.
A 10-10.
Man, out of what's left. Honestly, this might be kind of like an unpopular pick. I'm going to go with Memento, bro. The last one, man.
Okay. I mean, okay, we do have to know. Brentley hasn't seen Interstellar. I think if you'd seen Interstellar, you would have picked it.
That's true. That's true.
But yeah, what do you thoughts on Memento? Yeah, go ahead.
Memento, bro. Like, first time I watched Memento, like, just the way, like, Nolan played it. Because, I mean, obviously a lot of films he plays with time and everything like that. But, like, I just think it's so cool. Like, the black and white and, like, the way how he does it with the memories and everything like that. And how, you know, it's so out of order and whatnot. Like, just that kind of just the unconventional storytelling of it. I feel like that's something that's kind of became more missing as time has went on amongst directors. And I think just like the way he executed there, it's weird. Like his concepts, I feel like, yes, they've developed over time, but like he came out the gate so strong with it too. Like with Memento being one of his earlier films, like you could tell he already just had like, just like an understanding how to play with these ideas and how to convey it to the audience in like an engaging way. So I just think Memento is just, It's just a great film, and like, I don't know, it's weird because like both directors, I love, like, don't get me wrong, of course I love when they go large scale, but like I just think it's so much more interesting to like look at like their kind of smaller scale movies and like these kind of smaller stories and whatnot, because they, you know, in both areas, like they both cook, you know what I'm saying? So
I completely agree with you. Yeah, I think it's I watched Memento for the first time pre-Oppenheimer, and it's absolutely amazing the way that he's able. I'm not the biggest fan of the movie itself, if I'm going to be completely transparent.
No.
I just think Tenet does everything better. No, I'm kidding. I do think Tenet's better personally, but I do respect how technically ballsy Memento is, just because it's like, okay, even if you don't understand time, that's fine. But then once you get into the technical elements like that, the black and white's not reversible. You know what I'm saying? Like that, it's a very clear concept, and he really knows what he wants to do, and I do respect that. I genuinely think that Memento is a monument, I think, in smaller filmmaking. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's like,
yeah.
Like, I think all first-time filmmakers or like starting filmmakers or like auteurs or whatever really need to like just hone in on being like, what's the craziest thing you can do? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even like the most insane fucking concept ever, but like, I think he has a great twist on it personally.
Definitely. You want to do the honorable mentions, like you said?
Yeah, we'll go honorable mentions, but I will actually let you go honorable mention first since you just picked.
Okay, so before I picked Memento, I was thinking about, I was really like, maybe I am just too Doom Pill. I was gonna pick Doom Part One.
I do get it, dude. Dune is absolutely amazing, and I think it's only better because of Dune Part Two.
Yeah, literally, like I was gonna say, like, okay, like Dune Part Two, like it really has just enhanced Part One, like. It made everything that movie like, dude, rewatching that movie, like, my mind was like, because I hadn't rewatched Dune in like a while, probably.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. So when I was rewatching before I did my rewatch of Dune Part 2, like, it was so much stuff in there, like, I just like, I understood the movie way more.
I completely agree with you.
And like, it was real moments I didn't even notice before, like, when, like, it was early in the movie, like, when Paul and like his dad and Gurney are trying to rescue the people, and he's like, in like the whole foot, you know, the footsteps thing.
Yeah,
I had no idea that was in the first movie. Yeah. I my jaw dropped. I was like, what? That was in the movie. That was in the first movie. I had no idea, bro. I completely forgot. Like, just that rewatch was really blowing my mind all the time. But yeah,
mm-hmm. I think there's so many like just small moments, and they do a great job of like bringing it back while also not making it like super obvious. Like, they say something and then you're like, oh, once you rewatch it, you realize like, oh shit. Like, okay. Like, they did, there is a lot of interconnectivity here. That's not just like lore based, you know? So is Dune your pick?
I mean, no, it's still Memento. Oh, you mean for honorable mention?
For honorable mention.
Yeah. Dune.
Okay. Dune. Yeah. Okay. That's what I was just making sure. But, yeah, I think Dune is absolutely amazing. But you know me, my honorable pick, I'm going Tenet. I'm a Tenet head. I've been tented. I absolutely love this movie. Tenet is brilliant in every sense of the word. I rewatched this at IMAX, or I watched it the first time in theaters. This is my fourth watch, I think, of the movie total. I still don't understand it. I'm not going to lie to you. Shit still does not make sense to me, but that doesn't mean it's not goated as hell.
Really?
I think Robert Pattinson is so baby girl in this movie. I think what's his face? What's the guy's name?
John David Washington.
John David. Yeah, I was gonna say Denzel. I was like, that's the guy. John David Washington, absolutely amazing. You know, I used to really like, after the first time I watched this movie, I was like, you know, the best way to shit on this movie is just to bring up that the main character's name is the protagonist. Like, that's like such shitty writing. And then I realized, I'm like, no, like, that's actually the most brilliant thing I've ever seen in the history of cinema. Because listen, because it's like you create your own story. Like, he is the auteur of this whole plan, the whole idea of this third like world war, this nuclear shit. Like, he is the protagonist. He's that guy. He's literally him, yeah, by the way. Bro. The definition of the protagonist is that he's literally him. Bro, like, that's glazing. The thing. That's what's so crazy. And I think, like, I don't know. I absolutely love every element of this movie. The Oppenheimer name drop, it literally had my entire theater clapping for some reason. It was so funny. It was so cool. It was so nice. And I wouldn't exchange that theater experience of Tenet for anything, because it made me appreciate just how massive this movie really is, which you just don't get that feeling at home, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah, bro. I'm not gonna lie, man. Like, I really do want to love Tenet. Like, I want to be tinted, bro. I want to be I do, but it's just like,
you're not a Tenet. You just don't get it.
It's just like, I don't know. I just can't, because a lot of movies I can I can just take in the atmosphere of a movie and a vibe. I can look past a weird plot or a weird performance. It's if the atmosphere and the vibe is there, and Tenet does have heavy vibes.
It's because you're not him. It's because
I love the intro
scene. You're not the protagonist. You don't get it.
I love the intro. I love certain scenes and parts of it, but as a whole, I just can't. Dude, I don't know. I can't just. I can't feel
oozing,
it. Can't
it's feel oozing it. With vibes. I could feel this shit in my guts. I'm not gonna lie to you. Nolan got me. Nolan got me right. It feels like. Feels like Nolan's raw dog in this shit in Tenet. I'm not gonna lie to you. Here's the thing. Because and the reason I say raw dogging, I know that sounds crazy, but like we mentioned earlier, it's Inception, but completely visceral. It's Inception, but it's completely raw. He doesn't there's no coding of oh, it's a blockbuster, big ensemble. It's two or three main characters, your villain, and this story about stopping World War III. It's so visceral and it's so awesome. I love this movie. No one, the day you get Tented, you'll call me and be like, Aryan, I'm a Tented. You'll get it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I really wish I saw it in theaters, bro. Cause I think it probably would have clicked a bit more. Just because I like that. But like I said, I love the intro scene in this movie, the first scene. Brilliant, bro. Might be one of my favorite Nolan openings, bro. Under the Dark Knight, it might be my second favorite Nolan opening. It's so good, bro.
It's in theaters, bro. The bram, ram, ram.
Bro, Ludwig. Oh my god, bro.
The car chase scene, and then the Freeport scene. Oh my god, the plane exploding was insane in IMAX. I cannot believe, bro, actually exploded a Boeing.
He's goated.
But yeah, I mean, to wrap off the episode, I do think we kind of need to talk about this debate here. I mean, Nolan versus Denis Villeneuve. We've discussed this since junior year of high school when Dune came out. Where are you kind of leaning, bro? I mean, we have their entire filmography in front of us. We have every single Nolan movie. We have all the Denis movies up to Incendies. I know he has about two, maybe three movies, depending on what you count for Denis ahead of or before Incendies. But those are movies I just have no clue about. So I guess we're just judging off of the list we have in front of us. What are you thinking?
It's hard because, I mean, Nolan still has a little bit more of the longevity. Because I think, we have 8 from Denis here and then, 12 of Nolan?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's I don't know, man, it's hard to still, but I think in terms of, going forward, I mean, I think Denis, I think what's going to change it, too, is, if Denis keeps his, what seems like is going to be his newer trend of, shifting to adaptations, I feel like that might, granted, it is an art, it definitely is an art and a talent to, make a good adaptation, but it is kind of hard to compare when you have adaptations against, original stories, you know what I mean? And, that kind of thing, too.
I agree kind of, but I think I can view the reason why Interstellar, right? I know you haven't seen it, but the reason why it's not super I mean, it's amazing. It's a 4.5 out of 5 for me, but it's another Nolan, how Nolan is with Nolan is with time, I think, than he is with adaptations. It's with the concept of time, it's you only have so many rules you can follow. Do you know what I'm saying? And Tenet proves that. Tenet, he has to do something so drastically different with time that it gets confusing, you know? And so I don't think adaptations are a bad thing. And I think pulling off a good adaptation is that's on the level of being able to make a movie with time that actually makes sense, you know? That's just, I don't know. That's just my take though. For me, I really, looking at this list, I'm consistently seeing Nolan giving me, I'm saying after Batman Begins, he's consistently giving us over 7 out of 10s, right? But yeah. I'm saying that, and then I give Prestige a 5. I give The Dark Knight a 5. I give Inception a 4.5. I give Rises an 8. I give Interstellar a 9.5. I give Dunkirk an 8. I give Tenet a 5. I give Oppenheimer a 5. It's like, consistently, Nolan's giving me 5 baggers, bro. And like, I will say, Denny's last 5 movies are all 5 out of 5s for me. Sicario, Arrival, Blade Runner, Dune, and Dune Part 2. All 5 out of 5s for me. So, and in Nolan's last 5, I'm giving Interstellar, Tenet, Oppenheimer a 5. So it's like, I think it's Nolan. I think it's Nolan right now. But I really do think in, give it 2-3. No, okay, let's say in the next 5 years, if Denis really pumps out a Cleopatra movie with Zendaya, Rendezvous with Rama, and Dune Messiah, brother, it's Nolan's cooked. It's over.
I'm not gonna lie, it might be, but I'm not gonna lie, I think I just made it simple for myself. Whichever one of these guys gives me a crime thriller first, like a new one, they'll be my goat, bro. Like, both of them, I need them to get in that bag just one more time, bro. Like, please,
oh my god, yeah, either one of them,
just one more time, like, just Nolan, like, running back, give me just a crime thriller, like, outside of Batman, like, you know, just all OG characters, like. Just do it, like, please.
He's fiending. I mean, I agree. I really do want them to kind of run it back a little bit. And I don't think that's Rendezvous with Rama. Maybe Cleopatra, kind of in that, like, crime thriller idea. But I don't think, like, I don't know if we're getting another Prisoners or Sicario from Villeneuve. I really don't.
Yeah, unless it's, like, in space.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Bro's
like,
obsessed with space.
I know. Some, like, moon crime thriller, I guess. Like, I don't know where we're headed from there. But you have any thoughts to wrap it up? I think we both decided, right? Nolan's on top right now.
Yeah, man. I think they're both doing great work. But, yeah, I still would give the edge to Nolan at the moment. But I'm so excited for Denis' future, like his output. I mean, he's already, I mean, just one of the best working today. And I think that's going to continue, you know, with his next upcoming projects. Like I said, like we just mentioned, like the Cleopatra film, like that could really go crazy, bro. Like, you give me 3 hours of a Cleopatra biopic, we'll go crazy.
Dude, man. I need Denis to start giving us 4-hour movies. Bro, I'm here. I need a Dune to be 7 hours long. I'm not going to.
Did you see his rules about, like, deleted scenes, bro? I'm so mad.
Never seeing the light of day is crazy.
I'm like, come, bro, this is like little, you know, a DVD extra, like little, like, Blu-ray extra or something. Like they don't have to be in the cut, but, like, come on, man.
I'm excited to see the screenplay for this, because the screenplay will have deleted scenes. So that's interesting. But it's weird because Nolan, like, Oppenheimer has no deleted scenes. Like, that's insane. Like, everything that's on the script is – yeah. So I have a few different screenplays. I haven't fully gotten through my Before Sunset and Sunrise screenplay, but I've gone through the entire Oppenheimer screenplay. It's literally, like, bar for bar what's on the screen, right? And then the Batman, I have that screenplay, and there's one or two scenes that I've noticed that aren't in the movie. But other than that, I mean, I'm excited to see what Dune Part 2 screenplay looks like and what scenes we get from there. Because I know in the first Dune movie, there's a scene cut. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter, but there's a scene cut of Duke Leto and Paul talking. And this is when they got onto Arrakis, and he was just like, they were talking about how he's like Bene Gesserit blood. And, you know, I don't know what the word is, but he's like the all-powerful male and female. Like, he has all of the right attributes to be like that one. It's like the Messiah, basically. And like,
yeah.
In the second movie, the Reverend Mother for the Bene Gesserit was like, oh, we've never seen a power like this and blah, blah, blah. And so that's really interesting because Leto talked about it, which is something that's really cool to me. But people are saying make that a flashback in Dune Messiah, which I think would be really cool. Yeah, I mean, that pretty much wraps up this draft. Very, very excited for the upcoming videos or upcoming podcast episodes. Let us know if you guys have any recommendations. Feel free to DM either Brantley or I on Instagram about any ideas or what you guys want us to talk about on the podcast. But we have a few super exciting episodes coming up. And yeah, very excited for the future again. Make sure you leave a review on Apple Podcast or Spotify. If you did enjoy the episode, follow Brantley and I on all of our socials linked in the description down below. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.
Peace. Peace.